Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, helping families love their homes again. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. It's been 6 years since work began on a new Western headquarters in St. Louis for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And as of today, it is officially open. More than $1 billion have been spent on the campus in North St. Louis City. Like that sum, expectations are very high. Thousands of employees will move to the site next year. Yet the area around the campus includes neighborhoods still struggling with devastation from the May tornado. Meanwhile, just next door, the NGA stands as an example of what the government can do with its resources and as a sign of how much more needs to be done to rebuild this part of the city. STLPR economic development reporter Kayvon Mansouri was at the new NGA West ribbon cutting this morning. He's here now to share some details. Kayvon, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So the NGA employs about 15,000 people nationwide, and a big chunk of them, about 3,000, are here in St. Louis. Remind us again what the NGA does and what it is doing in St. Louis.
Yeah, the NGA has a motto, know the world, show the way. They basically work in location-based intelligence or geospatial intelligence. And basically what that is mapping the world, whether it be from the bottom of the sea or the moon to everywhere in between. And what they do with that information is they work to keep the U.S. safe, its troops safe, things like that. And it's all through really kind of fascinating technology, some things that you would never even imagine being able to be done, but they're all done through technology beyond your wildest imagination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this new NGA headquarters is being described as the largest federal investment in St. Louis history, which is big. Can you talk us through how we've gotten to this point?
Yeah, well, the NGA currently has a location in Soulard next to the Anheuser-Busch brewery. It has no windows, so you might not know that it's there, but it is there. They've been there for a long time. They were looking for a new campus. There were many locations that were thought of, but there was a lot of push, especially from officials from the region, to keep the NGA in St. Louis. And the North St. Louis spot was a place that they thought would be a good place for, sort of an investment, a direct investment. That could maybe, turn the tide for that area that's been, historically disinvested from, this redlining, white flight, things of that nature. And basically, this $1.75 billion campus, 97 acres, it's a huge investment into that area. And it's been a huge, today there are a lot of people there who, a lot of officials who are talking about how this is a big sort of effort to get it there and to get it into that neighborhood. And it's basically 6 years, you said, the pandemic kind of set it back a little bit. Some of the officials that spoke talked about that historic flooding we had a few years ago that set back the property a little bit. They almost had a huge loss there. So it's been there's been some setbacks at the actual space at the new campus as well as in the neighborhood surrounding it, but they're looking at today as kind of a hopeful a turn of the tide. This might be the turning point for this sort of overall project of this area of North St. Louis.
Yeah. So that ribbon cutting where you were, what was the mood and who all was there?
Yeah, sure. Typical Friday morning for me, just a bomb sniffing dogs around my car. have to turn my phone off and leave it there. Security escorts from here to there. It's a very secure site. It's a place where, there's a lot of high level things going on. So it's kind of this, it's like this like very serious, tense place, but also, it was kind of like this joyous occasion for many the leaders that were there. Mayor Kara Spencer was there, former and current mayors, Mayor Slay was there, Cruson, but also Wesley Bell, Roy Blunt was there. Several members of high-ranking members of security, Tulsi Gabbard spoke for quite a while, and basically it was this sort of this thing. This is a big new moment for St. Louis, but not only St. Louis, but for the region. And they were feeling, I would say, it was a kind of a joyous occasion for them. They rang a bell to kind of signify the opening of the new campus. And, you know, over the next 6 months, the employees that are currently in their Soulard campus will be making their way over to the new location.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of employees, right?
I believe it's about 3,100. You can check me on that number, but I think about 3,100 employees. And yeah, I will say again that there was some notes that there are no windows on their current building. They got a big applause. There are now windows everywhere, and it's really it's a very interesting space. And we were in the courtyard where the remarks were given. It's a very I wouldn't call it a flashy building, but it has that St. Louis feel. Bricks really mark the building, but it is very large and very well designed, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is some history around North St. Louis that's relevant here, and we mentioned that in the introduction. There have been years of big promises from developers to bring residents and businesses back to this area. Some of those unfulfilled promises, like those of developer Paul McKee, have really damaged trust. Are city leaders and the NGA, Kayvon, addressing that history in some way?
Well, you know, I think today, I'd say the only way I thought it was addressed by the remarks, you know, Wesley Bell said, this is a moment. This is the turning point, as I've said before, for this area. And this will ripple out through the community. I think outside of that, there was nothing sort of said. But, you know, we know SLDC, the St. Louis Development Corporation, launched Project Connect. That's focusing on six neighborhoods around, specifically surrounding the NGA. That's Hyde Park, Jeff Vanderloo, Old North, Carr and Columbus Square, and St. Louis Place, which is where the actual location is. And they are hoping to add in, you know, new transportation routes, more sort of like fix that infrastructure in that area. And Project Connect is hope to kind of keep the investment coming in. Now, if that will happen, you know, as you said, there's been some big promises. That's kind of the story of North City for a long time now. It's big promises. Will that come together? We'll see. And it's something I think we'll be looking for. You know, we looked back on you know, the Paul McKee properties, the hospital that's over there. Those were big promises made to those properties, and now we're seeing that kind of play out in court. So it's kind of a matter of, you know, seeing what's going to happen. It's something we got to keep our eyes on.
Yeah. Could you tell whether there were any representatives of that Project Connect group? Were there any community leaders there, or were they mostly like officials with the government and electeds and that sort of thing?
You know, I actually ran into St. Louis Development Corporation's interim leader right now, Otis Williams, and spoke very, very briefly with him. But, you know, he's – the SLDC is leading that project, and I would say, you know as many know, I'm a little new on this beat, so I don't know people exactly from seeing them out. But, you know, I'm meeting more people every day. But I would say that, you know, just generally, that's a big conversation in the city right now about what's going to happen around the NGA. And I think, you know, from Mayor Spencer down, that's a big topic.
Yeah. Tell us more about this campus, because this is the thing that people are going to see that is new, right?
Yeah, it sticks out. I mean, you drive up to it, and it immediately kind of, like, you know, pops up, and it's huge. You go through many security checkpoints to get through. I got a little lost, actually, bouncing between the parking garages to try to find my way to the press point. But they were purposely making it sort of like to fit the St. Louis sort of look. They use bricks from former St. Louis buildings, I believe. They had mentioned that there were some historic bricks used in the making of the building. But it's a very big campus. You know, as I said, 97 acres. The building is 700,000 square feet, I believe. You know, 3,100 people got to work there. But I think the most noticeable thing for me, and this is something that I always keep my eyes on, is as you pull up, it's very clear, like the neighborhoods surrounding the area, you know, they are the ones, they're still boarded up doors. These houses that have been eminent, maybe taken through eminent domain, or just neighbors who are living in that area. There was a really good article by Steph Kukuljan in the Post-Dispatch talking about how those neighborhoods haven't received the investment they they were hoping for. So that's something that I think that everyone's keeping their eyes on. You know, as I drove the streets to get there, I did a few laps around the neighborhoods. Those streets are still, you know, in disrepair, the sidewalks, a lot of homes that are boarded up. So that investment isn't quite there, but you look at that campus and it's like, that's $1.75 billion there. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear that where that money went. So now it's a matter of the follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned windows a few times. And what you will be doing as a journalist is sort of looking for windows into experience. Mm. Are there certain perspectives that you're hoping to get as you follow, you know, how this next step in the NGA West settling goes?
Yeah, I mean, I would say 100%. We know that the NGA has been here a long time. They just built a new campus. They're going to be here for a while. What I'm interested in, I think always the reason I took this job, the reason I'm always interested, I want to know how communities in the surrounding areas where big promises are being made are actually getting, like, what the outcomes are. You know, my title here is economic development reporter, but it really should be economic outcome reporter, because mm-hmm. I want to know what happens to the people who are living this on the streets, that are not on the streets, but people who are living in our neighborhoods. Are they seeing this ripple effect that a lot of officials say they hope to see? We'll see. That's what we want to see. We want to talk to those neighbors. We want to talk to those communities about, you know, are they feeling the investment? Mm-hmm. Is it actually, you know, rippling out in the community? Because sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And we know that well in St. Louis.
How can people get in touch with you, Kayvon?
Yeah, you can reach me through email at kmansouri@stlpr.org. That's kmansouri at stlpr.org. That's a mouthful. So you can just Google STLPR and take a good shot at my name, and I'm sure I'll pop up.
Okay. Kayvon Mansouri is STLPR's economic development reporter. Thanks, as always, Kayvon, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.